everyone, and welcome into another spring football practice report. I'm Jessica Cootie, and today talking some defense with three of the returning veterans for the Blackshirts. We start at linebacker and Javen Wright, whose health battles over the last few years have been well documented. He missed the first few weeks of the season, and despite being very limited on what he could do physically during the week, Javen played in 9 games last season and in the Pinstripe Bowl led the Huskers with a career-high tying 8 tackles, including a tackle for loss. He's the veteran in the linebacker room, taking on a big leadership role with a group of young talent and newcomers, and he's finally feeling fully healthy and full go this spring.
Well, how does it feel? Another spring football here in Lincoln.
It feels amazing. I'm just back to it, back to the grind, and it's like I never left.
Take us through the process when you were granted the waiver to come back and just why you wanted to go through that, why you wanted to come back and be able to utilize that year.
Because I love this team. I love Nebraska. I love playing football. And in order to achieve my dreams and do what I needed to do in the future, this was the way to go. This is the right path. And I love Coach Rule for allowing me to be back. And I think I'm glad to be back on the team.
What did it mean to you that they fought so hard to be able to get you back and they wanted you back so badly?
It means a lot to me, and it means a lot to my family for Coach Rule just putting in the effort and this coaching staff putting in the effort to be able to even have the chance to come back. It's a grateful feeling.
Well, how do you feel? I mean, how you didn't get to practice much, if at all, last year. Right. So how are you feeling now? Where are you at in that process?
Oh, I feel great. I'm practicing full go now. It's amazing. I'm actually getting better. Just practice alone, it's a big emphasis for me, just because mistakes will be made, and being able to learn off the mistakes is essential for growth.
How did you do it last year? You were just showing up for game days, and you were playing really well, too.
I did a lot of film study. I did a lot of mirroring in the back, so it was a lot of mental games, so I increased mentally. But that physical factor in the game was definitely missed, and now that I'm back, it's definitely an essential part of my game.
Did you feel like, though, you were able to learn in a different way, being that you were forced to?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot different than now. I had to force to be mentally. I had to force to be in the film room, forced to be do extra time and stuff like that. But now I'm like normal. So when I came back, when I'm not back now, it's just a lot different now. I can add the mental part from last year and the physical part. So I'm studying and doing a lot of practice now.
You probably lead the film sessions now, right?
Most of the time, yeah. I'm in the front. I'm obviously the vet, just sitting there in front. They know that I know my stuff. So I'm teaching the younger guys what they need to learn and what they need to get better at.
Yeah, you are the veteran, and Coach Dvorak talked about that back in the bowl, just the importance of your leadership. You know, how big of a role was that coming in? You don't have John Butler, no Makai Bayer. You are the guy in leading this young group of linebackers. How important was that for you?
It's very important. I inherited the linebacker room from some great guys. So now the group is amazing. Like, they do everything right. They listen. They show up to stuff. They want to get better. So it's easy for me to inherit the room with people, with eager guys that want to get better and want to play.
All right, tell us about Coach Butler taking over as a defensive coordinator. What are the things he's trying to implement with this defense here in spring football?
Oh, he's trying to implement expanding our football knowledge. Just what is the formation telling us? What is the offense telling us? He's just trying to make us smarter football players for us next fall.
He was talking about the effort and the emphasis he's making on effort and playing hard all the time. How important is that for this defense?
It's very important. It actually showed in the last bowl game, which when he took over, we were playing really hard, and it came out with a win. So obviously his methods work. And so with that method, we're going into the spring just hustling and getting better every day.
For you personally, we just talked about everything you had to go through, but you were playing some really good football, especially at the end. You led the team in tackles. How excited are you about just your potential growth to be able to reach some of that and take another step in your game?
Oh, I'm extremely excited. Getting better every day, working on what I need to work on, getting better at what I need to get better at. I just focused that on spring, and then in the fall, I just become a complete player.
How about the guys playing in front of you, the defensive line? How are you seeing those guys? A lot of young guys getting some opportunity, but how is that group progressing?
A lot of young guys getting a lot of opportunity, like you said. So they're getting better and better every day, and I'm seeing it. And so It's exciting because I've been with the older guys back in the day, but seeing new faces, seeing new schemes, running up with those new faces, it's very exciting.
What steps does this defense need to take over these next few weeks to be where you want to be when spring football closes?
Like Coach Butler said, we need to expand our football minds. We've been doing that all spring, just getting better at football, learning football, just immersing yourself in the game. That's the main goal right now.
What about you personally? What are your personal goals here over this next few weeks of spring football, being that you get to play and be out here?
Right, just getting better, getting my weaknesses, just getting stronger, getting off blocks, doing all the stuff that I couldn't do last year, and make sure I can refine that stuff, because if you don't use it, you lose it. So I getting back to where I was, that's what I really need to do.
Awesome, great stuff as always. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Deshaun Singleton was voted to wear a single digit for Husker football last season, starting all 13 games in 2024, finishing with a career-high 71 tackles, which ranked second on the team in total tackles. Despite being a veteran in the defensive back group, this really is Deshaun's first full spring and offseason with Matt Rhule and his staff, so he feels like he's got a chance to take another step and develop his game even more before taking that next step to the next level. First of all, let's go back to your decision to return. Why that thought process and what went into that decision to come back and play another season with the Huskers?
I mean, I feel like it was God bless you with something you love to do. And, you know what I'm saying, he blessed you with another opportunity to make things right. And I felt like I had food left on the plate. So it was like I had to go back and eat. So, yeah.
So how has this spring felt? Has it been different at all for you?
It hasn't been different. As far as that, but like everything really been the same. I just attack it differently now. Like I said last year, like I'm playing like it's my last year again, you know? So I'm approaching it the same way.
So coming off the season you had last year, what were some of your things that you took away that you're trying to build off of, improve on going into this year?
I'm just really trying to improve on taking the ball out the air now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get a lot of ball production now. You know what I'm saying? I put a lot of good things on tape. Put some bad, but like all in all, it's improving as a player, and you know what I'm saying, getting better every day.
There's a lot of guys that left this defense that were leaders, but the older guys on the defense now are in the back end and the secondary. How has that been for you, Marquis? Some of those guys that have been around, played a lot of ball. How are you trying to step into more of a leadership role for an entire defense now?
I mean, I feel like it gives us an opportunity to go to another level of our defense. You know what I'm saying? So as far as our communication and also bringing the younger guys along. And, you know, I want to build a program here. This can be DBU, you know what I'm saying? So when I leave, I want to see the younger guys step up, you know what I'm saying, and make plays as well.
Well, when you got word that John Butler was going to be taking over as defensive coordinator, you're obviously very familiar with him. What was he going to bring? How excited were you that he was going to take over as DC?
Oh, he's going to bring that grit to it, you know what I'm saying? He challenged me every day, so he's going to bring the fire to the field, you know. He going to depend on the players to make plays on the field. He going to put us in the right position. I know that already. All we got to do is attack it.
So how has it been for you guys implementing what he wants to do for defense here the first few practices of spring?
I mean, it's been easy transition, you know what I'm saying? He changed a lot, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still football. So, it's nothing new to me, you know what I'm saying? Been here year four, so I'm excited for it, so.
All right, tell us about Addison Williams and what he's bringing to the field with you guys in the defensive backs.
I mean, he brings a lot of different qualities. Like, he teaches the technique of things. He teaches the scheme of things. And also, like yesterday, he put me on the board for the first time. So, you know, he brings a lot of that. And he brings a lot of, like, just effort and dog to it. So, you know, he come every day like he cares. So, I'm going to come every day like I care.
That's great. What does that mean, put you on the board?
I mean, like, drawing plays up and stuff like that, drawing the defense out. So, you know, I did good, so yeah, good.
Oh, so you were up there on the board.
I was up there on the board this time, so.
Oh, how was that?
I mean, it was great. I mean, I ain't shake, nah. So, you know, I stood to the challenge, so.
Coach Deshaun, is that in the future?
Yeah.
Later on. Tell us about some of these younger guys. I mean, there's a lot of young talent in that room. How are they coming along? How much do you think they can impact this defense as well?
I mean, they coming along great. They just got to focus on their sales right now and just improve on the field, you know, because there's going to be some bad days you have, but at the end of the day, that's you developing as a player, and that's becoming the player you want to be four years from now. And, you know, you just got to allow that allow them to give themselves grace too, because you don't want them in their head all day talking about they played bad or something. So, I mean, it's just coming every day with the same mentality of coming to work every day. So,
you know, you're a guy that's been around, played a lot of football here, but there's guys that have come back, but then there's a lot of new pieces, whether it be young or transfers. How do you guys go about building that chemistry, just that continuity from the D-line to linebackers to the back into the secondary here in spring?
I mean, we do a lot of things together, like mat drills was that. I mean, it's basically everything is team camaraderie. And also we do a lot of things off the field together, you know what I'm saying? We go eat together, watch film, or go have some food. So, hang out with each other on weekends. That's how you build a team. That's how you build chemistry. And that's how you build different players from different places and different aspects of their lives. And that's how you come together.
Yeah, that's great. Other than, you know, you guys, you and Marquise, as I mentioned, but the other leaders, how have you seen some of those other guys emerge, just D-line, linebackers, just other – being that you guys lost some leaders in those positions last season?
I've seen the backers, D-line, they emerge because they're more vocal now. You know, you see it on the field, you see it in the weight room, you see it in the film room. A lot of those guys take charge. So it's like, so that's what I'm seeing from them as far as in their groups. And, you know, our group, we're trying to just take that to the next step. We're watching film with the young. We're trying to get them to learn football at the end of the day. And we want them to know football.
Well, Coach Butler was talking about effort, all the time effort with this defense. So what does that do for you guys when you're bringing that relentless effort every single second of every single play?
Man, you bring effort, the play is going to come to you. So all defense really is effort. So you have that mentality and effort, you're going to make plays on the field, and it's going to be scary.
For you personally, how do you, you know, kind of, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but what kind of goals do you set for yourself going into this year? Or is it something that you've thought about, or how do you approach going into this this last time around?
I mean, I'm approaching the national championship. That's the goal that I had, team goal, self goal. I'm looking for ball production, you know what I'm saying? So that's what that is right there.
I've been asking some of the guys that played last year, what does the bowl experience playing in December, having that time, how has that carried over for you guys here going into January and throughout spring?
I feel like you just got that monkey off everybody back, needing to make a bowl game. Now it's time for that next step. Now we want to get the championship. We ain't on that bowl game drop no more. So, yeah.
So the expectations, the, I guess, confidence, the goals have changed for this group.
Yeah. Confidence, goals, everything has changed. It's a whole mind switch now. Like, we're not aiming for the minimum no more. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get it.
Awesome. Great stuff. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you.
And let's end this report with one of the veterans on the defensive line. Elijah Judy announced back in early December he'd be coming back to Nebraska for his final season of college football. Playing in all 13 games last year, he finished with career highs in tackles and tackles for loss and had a fumble recovery in the Pinstripe Bowl. Also getting some action playing at fullback and goal line packages for the offense late in the season. With the departures of Ty Robinson and Nash Hutmaker, Elijah will be expected to take on an even bigger role for the Husker D-line. And he feels like he's got some more to accomplish in a Husker uniform.
How's this spring football feel for you? Feel like the old guy out there yet?
Yeah, I feel real old. it's a young room. So it's like being an old guy that a lot of guys are looking up to and asking questions to. It feels kind of good. A little bittersweet because I know this is my last spring. So I'm just trying to take it all in.
Yeah, how have you gone about approaching this last spring, knowing, you know, when you were going into it, you decided to come back, what you were looking to accomplish here over this these last few months?
I think when we first came in, it was just like this the last one. So it was like, why not just full throttle, all gas, just no break. So that's what I feel like I've been doing lately.
How about being the leader, the voice in that room with a bunch of young guys? How has that been for you?
It's been good. You know, being as I'm the old guy, we still got some young guys that had a lot of experience too, such as like Riley and Cam and Kiona. So they've been helping me out as well, so that I'm not like the only guy just being vocal. So, yeah, it's been good.
How's it been getting to know Coach Braden? What is he bringing to the room?
Coach Braden, that's my guy. I was able to meet him before he came down here. I was able to go down to KC. He was able to talk, chop it up a little bit about some game plan, about the characters in the room and what he had playing for us. So I think what he has playing for us right now is going to take us a long way. It's going to get a lot of guys to where they want to be.
What's he like on the practice field?
Really energetic. He's all over the place, but he wants to make sure that everybody's green, doing what they're supposed to do and doing what we got to do in the field.
How about Coach Butler taking over as defensive coordinator? You guys are familiar with him being on staff last year. What are the things that he's trying to implement in this defense?
We love him. He just want to implement us being aggressive and just playing fast and going instead of just waiting and reacting to everything. So, yeah, I thought, like, his the way he's constructing his defense, I love it.
How much do you like that? Because, I mean, you're a guy that likes to play fast, right?
Mm-hmm. I love to play fast. I don't like to just – I know I used to have a habit of sitting and waiting, but him saying that we can just play fast and just be a ball player is great for us because it'd be able to show our character on the field as well.
How do you approach, too, just the goals that you want to set for yourself going into this, your last go at it? I mean, you obviously continue to build and build. How do you build off of that going into this last year?
Really, it's just all about go back to the basics and – learn, worry about the fundamentals, and then thinking of my motivation, my why, you know, my family, and just be able to push through every day and just think of them and how what I'm doing can impact them.
How did the going to the bowl game, how is that carried over into what you guys did in January and now into spring ball?
Yeah, great question. So it was like, that's realistically, that's not what we wanted, but I mean, we got there, so now it's time to stack on that and try to get a step further, and our goal is to make it to the national championship, so we just got to keep building every day.
You're a known guy, but you said this earlier, there's a lot of young guys, that a lot of young talent in that room. How are you feeling about that group, this group that has to set the tone for this defense?
I'm feeling really confident. We got a lot of young guys that got a lot of talent. They've been putting in the work all spring, so I'm really confident in them. I feel like I can rely on them when it comes to the season. So if we need somebody to step up, they're gonna step up and do what they got to do. We just got to lock in and keep building every day, keep stacking D's, and then on the field for the defense, just keep being aggressive the way we've been being. Just playing hard, running to the ball. For us, it's burst for five, getting out the stack. It's just some doing the things that's going to implement into the game.
Husker fans, spend your day with Nebraska football at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, April 26th, as a part of the Husker Games. Cheer on members of the 2025 team, as well as Husker greats of the past, as they put their skills on display in various activities, including skills competitions and 7-on-7 games. The action starts at 2 p.m., and tickets are just $10 for adults and $1 for youth aged 8th grade and younger. Get your tickets today at Huskers.com/tickets. That's going to do it for this spring football practice report. Thanks for listening and watching. I'm Jessica Cootie with the Huskers Radio Network.